What's good, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed your Christmas holiday weekend. I certainly know I did. Welcome to the Cafe Entree podcast. I am your host, Cafe Entree, and we are here to talk about the things that is going on in two of our favorite industries, which is the film and food business. I am your host, Cafe Entree. Now, before we get started, let's go into a few things. One, if you love my podcast, I wouldn't say if you love my podcast because I know you do. Follow me on some of your favorite podcast platforms like Deezer, Amazon, Spotify, just name a few. Also, follow me and subscribe to the YouTube channel and also on social media platforms as well. So, with that being said and got that out the way, we've had some very, very interesting things that have been going on and happening in the film industry. And we thought that after some of us thought, including myself, that maybe after the strike was done, that things were going to kind of get back to normal. We knew it wasn't going to get back to normal right away, but things would pick up and go back to at least being decent. And that has not been the case. The first thing that's going on is the Scream 7 film. The whole Scream franchise so far has had a lot of drama and problems just circulating around that just this dark cloud of negative energy that has been circling around the project to the point now that it's just gotten from bad to worse. Now, we know the whole thing with Melissa Barrera. When they fired her off the project due to her comments that she made. And some people felt like that the comments that she made were not offensive to the point where she had to be fired from the project. That's number one. Then number two, you had Jenna Ortega. She left the project. Now, it was said that she did not leave the project because of what happened to Melissa Barrera, her co-star. She left because of scheduling problems that she only signed to do two films and that she was not able to continue with the franchise because she's got other projects on her plate. And I can understand that because Jenna Ortega is a rising big star in Hollywood. So it's like, hey, I got to move on. I can't be committed. Just when we thought that everything was going to be well, I wouldn't say everything was going to be safe because losing two of your big stars, that was a problem. But now they have another big problem, which is the director of Scream 7, Christopher Landon, he quit the franchise. He left. Now, I was shocked about this when he left because what he said brought some light to the situation. Now, according to his statement that he put out on Twitter, he says, "I guess now is a good time as to any to announce I formally exit Scream 7 weeks ago." Landon tweeted, "This will disappoint some and delight others. It was a dream job that turned into a nightmare, and my heart did break for everyone involved, everyone, but it's time to move on." Now, just hearing and reading that tweet let me know that it wasn't just the firing of Melissa Barrera and Jenna Ortega leaving, that it was other things that was happening around that too, to the point that he was like, you know what? This is just, it's not worth my time. You guys don't have a clue what the fuck y'all gonna do with this. So I'm out. I wish y'all the best of luck, but I'm leaving. So, which now, is a big problem. You lost two of your biggest stars. You lost your director. What's the direction you're going to go now? Now, some people say, hey, maybe they can bring back Neve Campbell and Sidney Prescott. That's not going to happen because if you remember when they wanted Neve Campbell to come back, she wanted a certain amount of money. And when she wanted that bag, they say, no, we're not going to pay her that. And she made comments about that. And after those comments was made and she said what she said, I doubt very seriously if she's going to come back. So now the whole Scream franchise is in a big pile of craziness, because they're like, the studio executives are sitting like, okay, what are we going to do? We have no stars. We have no director. We can't go back for other stars. And then let's just say if we try to add new people to the project, it's not going to have that same feeling. And not only that, that if when they add new people to this project and they try to release it to the public, it's not going to do well in the theaters. I see it's going to be a big flop. So my opinion is, I would say that they need to just put the Scream franchise on hold right now, because it's just a big foul stench around it. And they need to go back and reinvent or try to come up with a new plan of where they're going to go. Now, my opinion on what I feel that they should do is what I said in the beginning, was if you're going to reboot the Scream franchise as they said that they was going to do, they should have started out with a whole new cast. They should have started out with a whole new cast, fresh new people, fresh new Ghostface, without having anyone or any ties to Woodsboro, without bringing back Gale Weathers and Sidney Prescott and all that. That's the route that I felt that they should have done. Because if you started out fresh and new and you got new cast members without any connections to the old ones, then you wouldn't have to go through this. Because for one, when you bring in new stars, you get them signed to the contract to do so many films. So let's just say if they say, okay, we're going to do 3 Scream movies, then that new cast, you sign them to those 3 Scream films. And by you having them locked in, then you don't have to worry about them quitting or having all these problems and all this other stuff they got going on. But they didn't do that. And by having Jenna Ortega sign, because she only signed to do 2 films, she didn't do 3. It wasn't for 3, it was just for 2. And with her being a big star, I knew that it was going to be hard for them to keep her, because she was going to want a bag. She was going to want that bag. And the studios was not going to give her that bag, because just think about it. If they're not going to give Neve Campbell that bag, they definitely won't go give Jenna Ortega that bag of money either. So now, is Scream 7 going to come out? Don't know. My opinion, I don't think it's going to come out. I just think that, as I said, they need to just put it on hold right now. Come up with a fresh new plan, a fresh new reboot, and then come back and visit it later on down the line. But trying to attach somebody onto it right now with everything that's going on, it wouldn't be a good fit for them. They need to just step back from it and just focus on other stuff and come up with a whole new plan. That's my opinion. But I know some of y'all feel differently about it. So let me know how y'all feel about this. Leave your comments down below so we can have this conversation, because I definitely want to hear from you guys about how you feel about this. Moving on to the next one. On to the next. Aquaman 2. Aquaman 2. This was a film that a lot of people, I would say, was not too excited to hear about or too excited to go see. So it wasn't a lot of good energy, a lot of good excited people surrounding this film. And when you have that going on, and by seeing the trailer, you're not going to go into the theater thinking high praises or thinking, oh, it's going to be this really great, exciting film. You was just like, okay, I already know what to expect. I know what it is. So I'm not going to get excited about it. So the film came out. I had a chance to check the film out. And let me just tell you this. The film was, okay, let me just break it down. The story was pretty much self-explanatory. We already knew what the story was going to be about. The writing was not good. It was a lot of goofy stuff up in there that didn't need to be in there. And you can tell they were trying to figure out which direction that they were going to go. And it didn't start getting at least decent until towards the end of the movie. But even throughout the film, you were just sitting there like, okay, 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 okay. And I can tell with some people, when I was in the theater, some people was just like, okay, I'm not really into this. Can they just hurry up and get it out the way? Let's get it over with. And not only that, but the box office for Aquaman was not that good either. But the good thing about this is that this is the last of the old DC universe and the Zack Snyder universe. So now the next DC movies that's going to be coming out is going to be with James Gunn and Peter Safran's new DC universe. And they're going to be starting off with the Superman movie, Superman Legacy. So with that being said, I just feel like this is my thing when it comes to the DC universe. It's the same way I feel about when it comes to Marvel. Because both universes have put out a string of flops, a string of bad movies that just hasn't set right with us as fans and the audience. So now DC, when you release Superman Legacy, even though you got James Gunn writing and directing that, I don't think a lot of people are going to be too happy. And what I mean by happy, happy and excited to the point where they're going to be like, oh my God, I got to go see this. Because even when the trailer comes out, I'm pretty sure the trailer is going to be interesting. But I just still think that it's going to be hard to pull that audience up in there to see Superman and to check out the new DC universe. And the second thing about Superman is because, let's just be honest, they have not had a good Superman movie in a while. The last good Superman movie that I can remember that I saw that was good, and I'm pretty sure you guys will agree with me, is the one with Christopher Reeve. Other than that, they just haven't been able to get Superman right. So now, looking at that and adding all this together, should the new DC universe, should there be something that we should be excited about? And I'm going to tell you, with me, I'm just kind of like, I mean, we'll see, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm just not going to hold my breath about this. And with the Aquaman movie, as I said, I didn't go in here expecting a whole lot. And ranking this film on my schedule of low, medium, high, I'm going to give the film a low. Because as I said, it didn't get good until towards the end. With the fight scenes and things, that was the only thing I feel like that kind of really saved the movie, was some of the fight scenes. But other than that, it was like, okay, not nothing to be all excited about. You know, so now, as I said, going into the new DC universe, is the DC universe something that we should be happy about? Should we be excited for the new DC universe? Are they going to have projects that people are going to say, oh, I got to go check this out? Now, we know that they had announced the lineup a while back. But then even with the lineup, it was still kind of, okay. We'll see. And I just think now that's what everybody's attitude is now, is we'll see. But they're not going to hold their breath about it. And let's just be honest, too. The whole DC universe, this has been like this for DC for a while. Because their theatrical movies have not been that great for years, but their animation movies, for some reason, DC makes some kick-ass, really good animation movies. Their animated movies are off the chain. The stories are good. It sucks you in. But when it comes to their theatrical movies, for some reason, they just haven't been able to hit that hammer to hold it up. Now, I know some of y'all may try to say like, okay, why you hating on that? Why y'all this and this and this? You trying to dog it? Not hating on it. I'm a DC fan. But I'm just speaking on facts here. So some of y'all are going to feel some type of way. That's fine. But as I said, I'm just speaking on facts. And they've just been releasing a string of flops. One flop after another flop after another flop after another flop. So I'm just curious to see what this new DC universe is going to do. And I'm pretty sure that if this DC universe that they created, if it doesn't pull its weight, that I don't see James Gunn and Peter Safran holding those positions long. So I hope they took their time, put some stuff together, and going to bring up some kick-ass films. Now, I'm not expecting everything that comes out to be like $100 million box office hits close to $1 billion. Not saying that, because we already know that when you starting over, when you hit the reset button, that you're going to take some hits. So I'm pretty sure that with the new Superman movie coming out, I think it's going to be a hit. People are going to go see it because it's James Gunn. But do I think it's going to hit like $1 billion at the box office? No, I don't think it's going to do $1 billion. I would say the budget is going to probably be like maybe $100 million for it, maybe two at the most. But I can see it making over its budget and making a profit, but not hitting that $1 billion profit. It's not going to do that. And then again, it may do. Don't know. We just have to see what happens. Sit back and watch the show. So you guys let me know how y'all feel about the topics I discussed today with Scream 7 and with Aquaman. I want to hear what y'all feel about this, because I definitely want to have this conversation with you guys. As I said, check me out on some of your favorite podcast platforms. Also on YouTube. I hope you guys enjoyed your holiday weekend. I hope you have a very safe New Year's, and I will talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned.